Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Al Crawford. This is the Local Business Network Hour. And waiting for Chuck to call in. Hopefully he will very shortly. I thought I'd start with something to kind of just buy myself a little time. But what I want to play is that if you go to the Local Business Network website, which is www.localbusinessnetwork.com, we have a video that's the introduction to our company, and it gives you some oversight. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to play that. There's video that goes along with it, but I think just the words itself are pretty cool. So I'm going to play this right now and enjoy this. 1 second.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kippern, president of Local Business Network. Here at LBN, our goal is to put as much money as possible in the pockets of our members. We do that by building, training, and supporting teams of local business professionals who help each other succeed in business. Here's Al Crawford, our vice president, to tell you more about the LBN formula for success.
We use a four-step process to build the most productive business referral teams anywhere. It all starts with the recruitment of the right people. We seek only honest, ethical business professionals willing to sign a pledge to support their chapter and their fellow members. Our goal is to build the right synergistic blend of individuals willing and able to maximize the number of referrals shared. Each new member is required to attend a free 3-hour training that explains power networking, all of the opportunities available in LBN, and the tools and skills necessary to be successful. For those who are interested, we also provide over 16 hours of advanced workshops covering everything from basic networking skills to social media marketing.
It allows for everybody to be able to cross-pollinate, to be able to promote each other and to drive that traffic. What's going to happen is you're going to be notified that you've been tagged in a program. Well, do you know that?
How to develop effective referral partner relationships and target market teams and much, much more. Once trained, our members have the opportunity to build their business through the broadest range of networking opportunities available anywhere. They are linked not only to members of their chapter, but also to every other chapter and every other member in LBN who are in SM. They can visit any chapter in LBN where there is not a direct competitor. We host regional events numerous times a year to bring members from all chapters together to share information and begin building mutually supportive relationships.
The LBN Winter Ventures in San Diego is going amazing. We've got 2 sessions so far. We've got about 25 people involved in it, and it is a blast. Understand who people are, what people do, and see who you want to do business with. And in San Diego is something to behold.
LBN is a good to me.
I've got success stories out there. I've got 24 leads, and I've sold 32 of them. So it definitely works for me.
We use Facebook fan pages for each chapter and Networking Square, which is a live blog talk radio show, to share information and promote fellow members.
Good afternoon, world. How are you, Colin?
Good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's a great, great day. We are live today in Ann Arbor.
Cross-chapter networking accounts for as much as 40% of all referrals in LBN, nearly doubling the number of referrals our members receive compared to other referral groups.
Now the only kept business, that is one of the very special things that LBN is that we don't just have our chapter, we are able to visit other chapters.
Each and every chapter receives the support of a regional director to assure success. Every member of every chapter has not only the support of fellow members, but also a team of chapter officers and access to a regional director if necessary. Each member has exclusivity in their business category in their chapter. The net-net is that LBN members get more referrals. It is little wonder that some of our members have received more than $1 million in referrals while in LBN. Everything we do is focused on making you more successful. But for many, we are much more than a business organization. We are a mutually supportive family of individuals who truly care about and are dedicated to helping each other. Thanks for listening to the LBN story. If you'd like to learn for yourself what LBN is all about, click on the button labeled Local Chapters and select the chapter you would like to visit. The number from our home office is on that page, or you can use the Contact Us button to send us an email. If there is no chapter...
All right, yeah, that was fun. I haven't watched that in a bit. But yeah, that's actually on our website. If you go to that, and what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to go ahead and share that on the LBN fan page, and I'll put it on my timeline too. And it was a lot of fun doing that. It was done a few years ago now, and it was actually done before Chuck moved to Texas. So it's been a while. And watching the video, it was great because what I saw was a ton of people that are still part of LBN. I'm looking at, there's some people that have left, but I would say the majority, probably 80% of the people in the video are still part of the LBN family, which is, I think it's pretty cool. That's been probably 5 years, 4 or 5 years that we did that, that video. The one thing that we reference in the show or in the commercial is Networking Squared. And that's a show that I've actually had access to for, I think, close to 8 years. And I use that for a few different reasons. The original purpose of the show was to spotlight small business owners in Southeast Michigan, and it'll always be the focus of that show. But what's happened is that we kind of ran through the first several years most of the stuff that we thought we could and should. And now I reserve the show for special situations where we're going to be interviewing a group of professionals or a chapter of LBN or whatever the purposes are. And it's done on Blog Talk Radio, just as this show is. And I typically do it on Fridays. So if you or your organization would like to be featured on that show, I welcome the invitation. It's a great way to spotlight you and yourself. And you're welcome to use any of the information from the show for your marketing or whatever you want. It's really about supporting Southeast Michigan is really the purpose of that show. It always has been. We actually began the show on AM 1400 back in, I think, 2010. And we were on that station for about 8 or 9 months. And then we migrated over to Blog Talk Radio. Had a couple different co-hosts through the first few years. Colin McConnell was part of it. Jerry Olson was the original co-host when we were on AM 1400. And I've been doing the show solo now for about 3 or 4 years, and it's fun. It's fun doing it, and I learned so much from Jerry and being in the studio on how to do this stuff so that it comes across pretty well. So it's a lot of fun to do. I know that what we were going to talk about today, which was going to be the last segment that we were going through, and it was talking about building and developing referral partner relationships. And I'm not really sure what's going on with Chuck and whether or not he's going to be able to be on today or not. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through what we have in our news notes, and I'll try to elaborate as much as we can on this subject matter. And I'll ultimately just have Chuck listen to it. And if he wants to redo the show or add another show to it, then so be it. Then we'll just manage it that way. So what we're looking at is challenges when building and developing a referral partner relationship. And last week we talked about the preparation of a one-on-one meeting with potential referral partners. When we're preparing for the meeting, keep in mind that this meeting could potentially result in hundreds of thousands of dollars in future revenues. So absolutely give it the attention it deserves. You just have to be ready. You have to go into this, as I said last week, like a job interview. That's really the way you have to approach this. So you have four goals at this meeting. First, to impress the person with whom you're meeting. If I'm looking at giving you hundreds of thousands of dollars in referrals, I'm really paying attention to who you are and what you do and how you present yourself and how you communicate. I like it in a social setting because I can also watch how you're communicating with others. If we're in a restaurant or if we're somewhere else where there's wait staff or whatever, I'm really paying attention to how you coordinate or how you communicate your demeanor and everything with those types of folks that we're dealing with. Because ultimately that could be my friend that I'm sending you that works at that place. So that's really important. To gather information about them so you can make a decision as to whether or not you want to build a referral partner relationships with them. So I'm looking, if I'm doing it myself, I'm looking at your social media, I'm looking at your website, I'm looking at whatever data that you can provide to me, whatever data that I've been able to uncover to decide how I feel about it, and ultimately if there's more information that I need. because I may want more, or I may need more to be able to feel comfortable in doing that, as I would expect the same of you with me, that we're going to have the same conversation about me. To pose the question of processing with the development of the relationship, what's going to be our plan? You know, how are we going to communicate? What is going to be the expected method? Depending upon the type of business, there's different ways that people are introduced. And we got to make sure that we're not, you know, stepping on any toes or making any violations of what companies or corporate or any of those other legal stuff that may be going on, so that we're doing this the proper way, so there's never any issues as to how the communication is going to go. And that's important to understand, you know, that piece of it. To agree to proceed, assuming both parties see value and to define the initial steps of developing the relationship, we got to start somewhere. And one of the things that happens is, I would say the majority of the time, there's already been some sort of relationship. There's already been some sort of a transaction that's initiated this. I think about when I started my carpet cleaning business, there was a person that did carpet that I'd had a good relationship with before, but we didn't have a referral partner relationship. And so we met and basically set those expectations for each other so that we would know what it looked like and how it would look and what the things were that were expected of each other, so that it was an easy transition for us to be able to give business back and forth to each other, and ultimately be able to share the, you know, what happened. Did it happen? Did it not happen? Why didn't it happen? You know, what were the circumstances, so that one, we can learn from each other, but two, make sure that we're giving the right kind of referrals when we're doing that type of thing. So I'm going to move on. It says, if you're meeting with an experienced LBN member, they will be aware of these goals. If that person is a new LBN member or is not a member of LBN, you have to take charge of the meeting and make sure those four goals are met. We recommend you break the meeting into 10 sections. I edited this and I missed this piece of it. It's got to be three different sections is what it should basically say. Basically, the first 10 minutes is greeting, order drinks, food. I'm not a big fan of food. I really think you should never eat in a meeting like this. But if so, you want to get that done right away so that you're not being disturbed or you're not being interrupted. I would say avoid food if you can at all. And if that's going to be in it. That, to me, that's my personal preference. I will never eat in a one-on-one. It's never going to happen. Review the primary purpose and structure of the meeting. Kind of set the guidelines. Okay, what are you going to do? What's going to be the layout of the meeting? If they haven't done a proper one-on-one before, this is going to be very foreign to them. They're not going to know what the heck's going on because they've never really approached it from this standpoint. I go back to when I first started doing this, and there was no structure like this. When I first started networking, you just showed up, you shot the breeze, and you exchanged business cards, and you told some jokes, and that was kind of the end of it. Well, those days are long gone for me. What I want to know is, what is it you're going to do for me? What is it that I can do for you? How are we going to communicate with each other? Those are the things that I'm most interested in. And then if I have time afterwards, then we can BS a little bit. But for most of us, we're really busy, and we don't have time to, you know, to spin our wheels and do other things. So that's just, you know, me, myself. So basically what we're going to do is we're kind of setting the guidelines, and then what's going to happen is that we agree that we each get 20 minutes to talk. And what I'm really looking at is, if you follow the LBN way, we have what we call a referral partner relationship, a referral partner profile sheet. And what I want to do is I want to go through that. You've prepared this document, and you've basically given this document to me completed. And what I want to do in my 20 minutes, or in your 20 minutes, is ask these questions about your business. What are the things that I need to know about your business? And what I love about having this done, prepared already, is that it allows me to take notes. And I can fill in the blanks of the things that I'm curious about. And what I really look at this thing is my guide, so that when people have questions about your businesses or your services, I can actually go back to my notes. And this becomes the basis of all the conversations that are going to happen, because we're asking for, you know, what makes you different, what makes you unique, what are your niches, what are these different things that I'm going to have a better understanding of, that I can always go back to these notes and reference it, and then anything that I'm going to add to that going forward is always going to be based on this. This will be the foundation of the file that I have on you as my referral partner. when it's my turn, then we're going to do the same thing. You're going to be asking me the same questions. And where it happens is that if that person is not prepared, then this could be kind of awkward because they don't really know what to ask you. So you need to be prepared. You need to be able to be prepared to be able to go through that and ask those questions and make sure that you're uncovering those things so that they can see the value in working with you. And what you'll find in many situations is that they're going to be incredibly impressed because nobody's really cared that much about their business. Nobody's really cared about who they were as a person and you know the different things that made them different. And that's what I really like about having this document is that it really allows you to kind of build that structure on who they are and what they do and all those things. After you've both gone through that, the last 10 minutes is really kind of the wrap up to be able to go through and to be able to say what's going on and to have a game plan on what they're going to do. Now, so that's my take on it. So I'm gonna go through Chuck's take so you can kind of see the similarities and the differences of what's going on. His first 10 minutes, restate and get agreement on the primary purpose of the meeting to evaluate the possibilities of developing a referral partner relationship. You might have to explain that what you mean by a referral partner relationship. So suggest this format that we're just talking about. If you do not do this, the conversation could well wander into all kinds of ineffective directions, and the other person, because they are not organized, may talk endlessly. So again, we're on the same page. And what you'll find, and probably, I've been, with LBN for almost 9 years. So Chuck and I speak very, very similarly in our thoughts and our processes. He's just way more eloquent about his delivery of it. During their 20-minute presentation, the advantage of having them talk first is that you may learn some things that you can help focus your presentation. Show sincere interest. Ask questions. Make sure you get the information you need to be able to seek referrals for them. If they do not have a one-page referral partner profile sheet, they will wander and you may not get the information you need. Let them know how they are doing on time by telling them when they have 5 minutes left to talk. Ask questions to help you evaluate whether this is someone with whom you want to build a long-term referral relationship. Make notes as they speak on the ways in which you can generate referrals for them. Taking notes is such a critical piece in all of networking. I've really become a huge fan of that. I always take notes now. No matter where I'm at, I'm taking notes because it's a reference point. Even though it may be in my code, and you may look at it and not have any clue what it is, I know the kind of the catchwords or the phrases that I can make. And even when I'm doing my trainings, what I'll do in the member training that we offer as part of the class is I'm helping each member become better with their 60-second trainings that we do. And so what I'm doing is I'm basically taking notes. I'm kind of creating almost a little bullet point type of thing, because what I have to be able to do is in an instant create 60-second trainings for multiple people, which it's something I've gotten really good at over the last several years. But in the beginning, it was kind of a challenge because if I really don't know what you do, I really don't know how you do the things you do, it can make it a lot more difficult. So the notes that I take really are the kind of foundation of that. And it's really allowed me to get really good at understanding how this stuff works in a one-on-one. During my 20 minutes, demonstrate your preparedness and professionalism by sharing your one-page referral partner profile sheet. Explain that it is designed to provide them all the information they need to be able to identify your prospects and create a referral opportunity. Use your copy as an outline for your presentation. Be careful about using jargon they may not understand. What we mean by that is in many situations when we get good at our jobs, we really like spewing the jargon of what's going on. If you're a financial planner, you're talking about Roth IRAs and the rating of these different agencies. If you're in the mortgage business, you're talking about debt ratios and credit scores and FICOs and LTVs. And you lose your people. I always, always encourage people when they do a 60-second is to pretend you're talking to five-year-olds so that you're never – if you think about reading that, would a five-year-old understand it? And I'm not trying to belittle anybody I'm meeting with, but I want to keep it as simple as I can, because if they don't understand what I'm talking about, I might lose them. And I'd much rather go into greater detail if they ask questions about that category that or that the sentence that I'm presenting to them, versus feeling, I don't know, like I'm talking above them, which I never want to have anybody feel insulted by that happening. And the reality is, you guys, that happens all the time. It happens every time I do a class, every meeting I go to, I hear it. And it's something that human nature is that we don't want to admit that we don't know, so we don't say anything. And I'm the exact opposite. I'll challenge everything. So I'm kind of that voice that you want to have there, because I'm going to ask the questions that you're not willing, or typically you're going to ask. I'll always ask those questions. And so if I ruffle some feathers doing so, it's to help them. And 99.9% of the time it's appreciated by the people, because they had no idea. They had no idea that people didn't understand, because nobody challenged them. So it's one of those kind of weird scenarios on how that works. So you might have to teach them the phrase that pays, which is, I have a friend. If I can recommend you as my friend, it's going to hold a lot more weight. But I'm not going to call you my friend if you're not. And so unless I get to know who you are and understand more about you as a person, then I can never consider you my friend. And I might, you know, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to qualify that. If I'm referring you and I don't really know you well, I'm going to let the person know that, because I'm not throwing myself under the bus. I'm not going to jeopardize my relationship. I may say, hey, this is somebody I just met. I've been impressed with them so far. I really don't know a lot about who they are and what they do. Check them out. Let me know what you think. And that might be how I get to know you better. But the time you spend in the beginning of the relationship is going to allow that situation to resolve itself far, far quicker than any other way that you can do this stuff. And so again, stay within your 20 minutes. So the final 10 minutes, decide whether or not this is a person with whom you want to build an ongoing relationship. If the answer is no, be honest and let them know you don't see the opportunity to help them. If they insist on continuing on, suggest a trial period where you try to help each other. They might surprise you. If you both see advantage in building a referral relationship, discuss the three things you each will do to help each other and set a time frame for accomplishment. Guide each other in how to approach potential prospects or referral partners. If you're excited about the potential, tell them so. If they have not provided you with a referral partner profile sheet, to use yours as an example and create one for themselves. What happens after the meeting is just as important as the initial meeting. Next week, we'll talk about some of the issues that arise in building and maintaining relationships. And so that is really, that next step is such a critical piece, because I know a lot of people that have gone through this. They've established this referral partner relationship, and then they don't do anything with it, which is tragic. It's one of those, like, why did you do this? And so what we'll share next week is we'll share some of the pitfalls. You know, what happens if you don't? What are the positives you can have? But what I want you to think about right now is think about in your business, in your sales life that you have right now, think about people that you are currently giving referrals to that give you nothing in return. Why aren't they giving you anything? The first answer is you've never asked them for anything. They never even thought they needed to give you something in return. And that's normal. That's just the normal way people are. You know, I have the guy, I have this person, this lady, whoever. That's been my go-to person for these different circumstances. But if you're a referral partner, it's a two-way street. And you've created this relationship because they provide a great product or service to who you're referring them to. But what you've got to understand is that there should be strings attached. There should be something coming back to you in return. And especially if they are a referral partner, in which, you know, I'll share an example. Let's say that what I did. I was in the mortgage business 25 years. And what happened in that scenario was I didn't use networking in the way that I communicated things. I was provided, my leads came through TV advertising, radio advertising, different tools. So I didn't really need to use that relationship. when I left that and I came into this world of understanding how networking works, it presents an entirely different situation. And I've trained a ton of mortgage people that have been a part of the LBN family and have continued to be. And so what we want to get into is how do we create those relationships? How do we cement those? And how do we create loyalty so that anytime that circumstance comes up, I want my name to be the name that comes to their lips first, to be able to say, that's the person you need to talk to. I've done that with my carpet cleaning business now. I am the go-to person for a lot of people, but I'm also returning the referrals. So it's something where with the realtors that refer me, I'm always sharing their listings. I'm talking about the listings. I'm talking about the things that they're doing because I want to make sure that they're seeing benefit in my relationship. People that are in the trades, it's the same type of thing. If I'm doing something, I'm looking around the house to see what else is needed in the house. I'm asking them those questions. What else are you looking for? What else are you looking to do? And then I'm making those recommendations. I'm making those phone calls to be able to bring those relationships together. And that's a really important piece of understanding how this goes. Next week, we'll go into much greater detail about it. And we'll share some stories about how this works and how it doesn't work. I will share a story that can kind of, I don't know, might have this make some sense to you. And I've shared this story before. If you've been a part of LBN for a while, you've heard this story before. If not, it's something that you probably know somebody who's had this similar situation. I had a circumstance where I had a realtor reach out to me and said that they weren't getting any referrals from the mortgage person in their chapter. And they wanted to start their own chapter. They wanted to build a chapter around their best referral partner, who was a mortgage person that wasn't part of LBN. I'm like, okay. I was curious as to what was going on. So I met with the two of them. So mind you, the mortgage person in LBN had never gotten a referral from this lady, but she was mad because she had never gotten a referral from him. So we'll get back to that in a second. I meet with the two of them and the conversation goes something like this. I'm not going to use their names, but I'll say it was a male and a female. The female was the realtor, the male was the mortgage person. So I'll just go male, female. So I asked the female, why do you use him as your mortgage guy? And she just talked about how great he was and what a great mortgage person he was and the value that his customers loved him. And he was great. He was a great mortgage person. And so he was her guy. And so I asked how many transactions that he had completed for her in whatever time frame it was. And she had said 20. I think it was a year. I think he had done about 20 mortgages for her in the course of a year, which is a ton. That's a ton of money. And I asked him, is that true? Did she give you 20 referrals? And he said, yes. I said, okay. But you guys are great referral partners. And he said, of course we are. I said, okay. So I asked him, how many referrals did you give her in the last year? And his response was none. And I was like, wait a minute. You said you're great referral partners. Well, but you gave her nothing. And I said, why didn't you give her anything? And he said, because I don't have to. And I was really taken aback by that. I was kind of mortified by it. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, she loves me. And she's loyal to me and she gives me everything she has. And I'm like, okay, well, if you're referral partners, you need to be giving her referrals in return. He's like, no, I don't. He goes, no, that's how it works. And I said, well, have you had any circumstances in the last year where you could have used your services? He's like, of course I have. And again, I'm like, well, why didn't you give them to her? Well, I didn't have to. Okay. Who'd you give them to? My buddies. Okay. So you had several mortgage real estate transactions that you could have given her, but you chose not to because you don't have to. So you gave them to your friends instead. And I said, and what did your friends give you in return? And he said, nothing. And so I was just like really frustrated. So I was like, do you see the dysfunctionality in this? And he's like, no. And I'm like, okay, well, she's given you business because you provide great service, okay? Well, you're not the only person that does. And what you should have done to thank her was you should have been able to give her some, if not all, of those referrals that you gave to your friends. And that would have cemented your relationship. It would have made her life a lot easier. And he just didn't see it that way. So I basically said, there's no way I'm going to build a chapter around you. That's never going to happen. So I went back to the realtor and I said, let's talk about the relationship within your chapter. And I said, why haven't you given the person in your chapter any referrals? And he said, because he hasn't given me any. I'm like, but you just gave this other guy everything and he gave you nothing in return. And she kind of looked at me befuddled. And I said, have you ever had a conversation with him, the mortgage guy in your chapter, and set any kind of expectations? And she said, no. I said, then how can you be disappointed in the fact that you didn't get anything? I'm sure he's disappointed in the same with you. And so my suggestion was that they sit down and basically look at the last 12 months and be able to say, I'm not going to give you everything, and that's okay. You know, because again, I never think you should give anybody everything. But to be able to say, hey, look, I'm willing to give you half of my referrals in the next 3, 4, 5, whatever. I would keep it a shorter period of time, next 90 days. What are you willing to give me? Based upon history, okay, so it looks like I can give you 4, and would it be fair that you give me 2? And the answer is going to be yes or no. If the answer is no, then you move on to someone else. And this is how you have to do this. It establishes these relationships. Is you have to set expectations. And like I said, we're going to get more into that next week. We'll go into more detail on it. But I think it's a really important way. And what we go through next week, we'll go into a much easier way of managing this and understanding it. We'll share some stories of things that worked great and people who didn't follow it that it doesn't work. And what I'll promise you is that if you're not part of the LBN family, I can almost guarantee you that you've had this happen to you, that you've had this circumstance happen, where you've given everything to someone and gotten nothing in return. And that's really what the training and guidance and all the stuff that we provide, the tools, really allows you to develop these what we call a target market relationships that can really change the game for you and, you know, all of your referral partners. The more your friends make, the happier everybody is. So why wouldn't you do it that way? But again, it's, unfortunately, some people just don't. So I'm going to wrap it up for today. I hope Chuck's okay. I'm sure he is, but I'm not sure where he was today. But I'll wrap it up for now. And for our audience, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next Wednesday at 3 o'clock. And as always, God bless America. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.